Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio, the great radio stations across America, including down in the Caribbean and around the world at the speed of the Internet. Don't forget about that. A lot of people listening on the Internet around the world. Maria in Germany was just on a couple minutes ago. Hello, Maria. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thank you for the job you do keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, 6 minutes past the hour. Well, actually, it's seven right now. Here comes Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, good morning, Captain. Yes, it's seven after. And good morning, Captain.
It just changed on me.
I know. I love you all. And newsflash. Tomorrow night and the next night, and Captain says if it gives me more, it'll have to be another night, a third shout-out. So be sure to be online tomorrow night and the next night. They're blessings, especially for veterans. Then we go into everybody, all you loyal people, by names. So I've got a job ahead of me today, but I've already started working. I have 4 pages already. So there you go. Okay, now, for all of you who requested prayer from me, now I want to tell you something. I don't farm my prayers out. I know you're going to laugh about that one, because there was a time if I'm ill and I get too many, I will sometimes on Saturday night, which is my usual when there's no radio, I pray for hours. I have had help, but I prefer, because I know how to, because I'm a prayer intercessor, and I don't want to farm my prayers out to someone that may not take it seriously. So you're not farmed out. When I say you pray for all of you who requested prayer from me, from either the radio show yesterday especially, or personal, because I get many personal that aren't even associated with the show, you've been prayed for. I want you to know that. If you felt something, you were prayed for. But I also re-pray Saturday nights, about 6 hours. And if you don't believe me, you better, because I do. Okay, tonight I have something for veterans, because this is still Veterans Month, and how you guys know, and gals, how much I love y'all. All right, about a year ago, I received a very, very inspirational of national interest article. It's called How a Veteran Sees Life from His Viewpoint. And I put it on once, but I had to edit it way down. When you read this, I get teary every time. But I chose a few things, and this might pertain to you all. His first name is Mark. I withhold his whole name just for the spite of the show that I don't like to give out too much. But anyway, it was not only in the Reader's Digest, it was in the Washington Post, several articles. Very, very good, very huge article. All right, let's go with part of it. I was a soldier and I went to war. By and by, I became known as a veteran. But the experience of military service leaves an indelible imprint on the psyche and soul of every soldier, sailor, airman, and marine. What is it like on a day-to-day basis to be a veteran? To this Army veteran, it means all the following and more. First, having a cracking, faltering voice when speaking of wartime events that trigger strong emotions no matter how many times I speak of them. Feeling a surge of engulfing pride like a warm shiver when the American flag passes by or during the singing of a national anthem. having a great wave of emotion. Oh, I love this one. When my son raises his right hand and swears the same oath I did many years ago. Captain Matt and Al and Eric, hear that? I know many of you know that one. And I boy, do I get that one. Okay. No longer feeling compelled to prove my worth. That urge was settled while wearing and serving in my uniform. Amen. Grasping the knowledge that peace is eminently, hard to say that word, more precious than any state of war, regardless of the justification. Veterans know the cost of peace firsthand, and that cost has a first name, a last name, middle initial. Remembering something that Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. said of his Civil War service, and I quote, "In our youth, our hearts were touched with fire. I would add devotion, exhilaration, camaraderie, and fear. Our service in the Armed Service Forces determined who we were and continues to define who we're moving into in the future. My father said about his events in his life, I wouldn't give a penny to do it again, but I wouldn't take $1 million for the experience." Would most veterans say the same about their service? I believe so. I know I do. Furthermore, and more important, I consider it my honor to have served our country. This veteran served in the war in Afghanistan. His first name is Mark. I received this in the year 2017. And I wouldn't know if he's listening in. I would never know that. But for personal sake, I didn't want to give his whole name, but there are many other things he says in this article. Even something that I had left out about some of you know Audie Murphy. Captain, you remember him?
Yeah, he was the most decorated veteran of World War II.
Yes, he was. And a lot of people don't know that.
And a movie star later.
Yes, very good looking, by the way. Dated a guy like that. Yes. Finding the term hero applied to liberty. This is what he says. To liberty. Audie Murphy, the most decorated combat soldier in World War II, was a hero. He says, we were soldiers. I thought that was so humbling. But of course, to me, you all of you are heroes. But this is from him. And there are many more things, but I'll tell you the truth to all of you veterans. You know how I feel. My sister, I lost her just this year. She was an Army nurse. We're not going to go into all that again. My nephew, he might even be listening in. So remember to tune in tomorrow night for sure, starting the huge showers of blessing, especially for veterans, and the next night also. God bless you all, and God bless America. May he keep you. Thank you, Kevin.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Appreciate her coming right back. And we'll open up the telephone lines, 877-969-8600. I've got a whole bunch of people I got to say hello to that have been chiming in, and I will do that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Well, thank you very much, Ron Edwards. And by the way, he'll be on in hour number four, first guest in the first two segments of hour number four. And then in that hour, we'll also have Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables book author, at the bottom of the hour to do the next two segments, segments number three and part of number four. Now, I got to say hello to some people that have been chiming in to me. Hello to Dick over there in Dunedin, and hope you and your service dog, Tanya, are doing well. Hello to Allison. Nice to see you saying howdy, howdy right now. Hello to Ricky. And, yep, I hope you're doing well. Hello to Lee. Thanks for your kind words. Hello to Sally. Again, she's a new listener, new member of the official Captain's America Third Watch page from Plano, Texas. And hello to Ann. She's from Tampa. Hello to John. Not sure where he's from because he didn't say, and I can't tell. I'm not a mind reader. Hello to James. Hello to Al. He's been chiming in all night long. And hello to Ryan. And Ryan is one of our Marines, a retired Marine, and he's one of the guys we're going to be working with at Toys for Tots, because we are going to be involved this year in the Toys for Tots campaign. And you'll be hearing about different things we'll be doing, especially at Moss Nissan and perhaps Mission Barbecue, but Moss Nissan for sure. And Maria, we love you. You know that. You were one of the first years ago, and she's listening to us on the Internet over there in Germany. We appreciate her very much. And good morning to Tammy. Yeah, my friend Tammy's on the line there. How you doing, Tammy? And again, to Dan, the Navy man, appreciate you tuning in and listening. And let's get started with some stuff here. Oh, and Trucker Mark just chimed in. Let's see. Trucker Mark is
headed to Colorado. All right. He didn't say where he's coming from. He just said he's headed to Colorado. So you stay safe out there, Trucker Mark, and try to stay out of the snow. You know what I mean there? Oh, boy. I'll tell you, it sucks when you get out there and it starts doing what it's doing, right? All right. Breaking news coming out of Israel. 50 rockets fired at Israel, including Tel Aviv. School has been called off for the day. The defense shield apparently is working too. Has gone into readiness. They've taken down some of the rockets coming in. Residents in central Israel can go to work if close to a bomb shelter. Barrages after the Israeli Defense Forces targeted Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander, 20 rockets intercepted by the Iron Dome. They said they fired 50, so I wonder if that means 30 hit something somewhere. I sure hope not. But anyway, that's just happened in Israel just now. So things are not as they appear to be over there in the Middle East. And, of course, you know, we've been sitting here on pins and needles wondering when that's going to explode over there, because it's not going to take much, as you well know. Not going to take much. All right, let's go back to what we were talking about here, because this has some real relevance in the scheme of things. And we have got the former acting attorney general, who may or may not be acting as a point man on this, but he has said that the impeachment process is dead on arrival when it hits the Senate for a couple of reasons. Number one, he said there's a risk that the Senate won't even take up the impeachment proceedings because the procedure that needs to be followed correctly was not followed at all. This is the first time that they've not followed the procedure that is needed to be done, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and all that sort of stuff. Hearsay evidence, by the way, is not admissible in any court of law. And when it goes into the Senate, it does go into what is called a court scenario with the Chief Justice of the United States conducting the, quote, trial as a judge in a regular trial. And then the jury, of course, are the senators that are there. But here's the deal. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans would be well within their rights, because it wasn't done according to established procedure, to say, nope, kick it back, do it right, or don't do it at all. Then what happens, Adam Schiff? Then what happens? And by the way, the other thing that's going on here right now is, remember what happened with Judge Kavanaugh? When they'd get rid of one woman and discredit her, and another one would pop up. And this went on and on and on, three or four different women, five, I don't know how many it was. But they were all discredited, every one of them. Well, the Democrats are going to try the same damn thing with this impeachment stuff. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I don't care what you try to do. And, oh, by the way, there is another thing going on right now that we should talk about, and that's the DACA fight. And I'll get into that with Denise Simon when she comes on in about 30 minutes. The DACA fight is headed to the Supreme Court. And the one opinion that seems to be mattering the most is the Chief Justice John Roberts. He's probably the swing vote in this with the DACA thing. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, you would think the way that Barack Obama tried to legislate with the executive orders and tried to put DACA through in that manner and all that sort of stuff, that it would be time for that to change. You would think, but then what do I know? What do I know? But anyway, it is a strange circumstance. And, of course, Kevin McCarthy, stepping up in the House. The House is GOP. Even though they're a minority, they're fighting back. He's saying that Adam Schiff is orchestrating a calculated coup. Well, yeah, I realize that. Also, the president and he probably didn't just say this on his own. He probably had one of his attorneys or more than one attorney say this. He says that Adam Schiff has doctored the impeachment transcripts, and he has because of the way they're doing this. They let a witness go so far, say something, and then stop him. And then they ask him a different question. They start up again. So it makes the transcript sound different than what was done to begin with, which is coaching the witness, enticing the witness, whatever the legal terms are. I know I'm not using the right term there. But that's not going to help them either when it gets over to, if it gets over to the Senate. That's not going to help them at all. Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, says he's going to start a podcast to counter the hearings to get the points out there that need to be gotten out there. He's going to start with a podcast. And the acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, is talking about filing his own impeachment lawsuit. He may or may not do that. We'll see. But it is what it is. And by the way, the lawyer for Ambassador Sondland said that the Ukraine transcript was not altered in any way. Testimony from the national security officials have objected to stopping the aid. We already knew that. Congressman Himes called Trump's Ukraine actions extortion. However, who was the one that did the extorting to begin with? Well, I'm leaving in 6 hours, and if we don't have this this prosecutor dismissed it off the case, and there's a real chance you won't get your $1.5 billion or whatever it was. Joe Biden, of course. Joe Biden. And George Conway, who's Kellyanne Conway's husband, the guy's a moron. Kellyanne, you could do a lot better. He said to the president, he says, are you afraid to testify? George, that's not the point. And your point, you're absolutely pointless and without knowledge, so just be quiet. Also, the other thing that happened yesterday, federal judge said that the president cannot sue New York and D.C., Washington, D.C., to block the tax return release that was ordered by New York to for him to release his tax returns to the, I believe it was the district attorney's office there in Manhattan. I think that's going to go to the Supreme Court. We'll see. And then, of course, gee whiz, Mike Pompeo. He said that President Trump is going to push Mr. Erdogan in Turkey on a political solution to Syria. Okay, good luck with that one. We'll see how that works out. Erdogan is just trying for one thing and one thing only. We know what that is, to eradicate the YPG or the Kurds that we've been fighting there. He regards them as the enemy. All right, coming right back, Kathy, give us the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump honors our veterans, but first, we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia, and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter, who turned 95 October 1st, is the longest living U.S. president in history. In other news, President Trump, the first sitting president to speak at the annual Veterans Day parade on Fifth Avenue in New York City, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump kicked off New York's Veterans Day celebration, speaking before hundreds of flag-waving Americans.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got those two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one down here in Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida. So two locations to choose from. All you got to do is call them up, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. Here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and don't forget that they have two of the campuses that you can choose from. One up in the Northeast, which is at Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And they offer day classes only. However, that's going to be changing. It'll be day and night classes soon. Bo will be telling us when he comes in. Let's see, next week? Yeah, he'll be telling us next week when he comes in what that's all about.
And don't forget that with everything that goes on here, we've got the facility right down here in our backyard. So there you go. Now, let's also remember that we have our military stationed around the world, and we have a situation going on right now where I'm sure our military is on full alert in the Middle East, because 50 more rockets were fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip. Israel retaliated. Now, this was after they went after the number two guy with the Islamic Jihad and killed him, took him out. Of course, this was in retaliation for some other attacks that have transpired and taken place. And that's what Israel does. It's a mean and a nasty world, and that's the world that they live in over there. Tit for tat. So they got rid of a bad guy, Islamic Jihadist bad guy. I believe he was the number two guy in charge or something like that. And then the jihadists turned around and started firing rockets at him, I guess, from Gaza City. We'll get more on that specifics from Denise Simon, who's monitoring the situation right now. Now, let's not forget that the president, we're still waiting to hear what he's going to do in the military cases. Now, I would have thought that he would have done something over the weekend. Everybody was expecting to hear something done with some military cases that were out there. He hasn't done it yet. It is military month. I don't know what he's waiting for. We'll see. But something good, I hope, will come out of the Eddie Gallagher situation, the Clinton Rents situation, and maybe one or two other cases. So we'll see what happens, and we'll just wait and bide our time until the president decides to make that announcement. Now, the other thing is, we talked about Syria, and we talked about the fact that the oil fields, apparently the United States has spread themselves out a little bit wider with the tanks that are there protecting the oil fields from the bad guys. And the oil from those fields is going to allies, U.S. partner allies in the region. Now, the oil is not going to Syria. Now, the partners in the region, who could that be? Could it be places like Jordan, Kuwait? Let's see, United Arab Emirates, Qatar? Could it be those places? Could it be Iraq? Maybe. Could it be Saudi Arabia? Maybe. We don't know. We'll just have to wait and find out. By the way, we think they got another bad guy or girl yesterday, waiting to find out what the identity is, but there was a report that another one of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's ring of leaders, influential people, was stopped along the border with Turkey. That's apparently the area, the avenue they're using to try to get in. The ISIS people. Also, ISIS has surfaced again, as we talked about, in a remote area in Iraq, up in the corner near Mosul, in a very remote area there. Plus, there are some sleeper cells or a sleeper cell, whatever, operating in Mosul, as some other things have continued there. And we'll wait to tell you more about that when Denise comes on, because there's a couple stories there that she's aware of. Also, the Government Accounting Office is reviewing the president's reported hold, on the aid to the Ukraine to see if it was a freeze. It's the thing that's the center of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry, whether or not it violated appropriations law. They are definitely doing that. Everything that I'm hearing is that no, it didn't, and they're going to have a report, and it's going to validate and vindicate what the president did and how he did it. Because, by the way, the money had been withheld to begin with before the president even got involved in this. Remember, that's part of what Joe Biden was doing. And we'll get to the bottom of all of this, I'm sure, before it's way too long. By the way, remember TikTok? You heard about that social media app, TikTok? Well, the United States military has not issued any warnings about using the highly popular Chinese-owned social media app called TikTok in the wake of reports that the U.S. had launched a review into the possible national security risks involved with TikTok. Now, the thing is, if you got something that the Chinese developed and is capable of spying on you, why would you want to keep using it? Am I missing the point here on something? Goodness sake. Maybe, right? Maybe. But then again, it's hard to decipher because social media apps these days, depending on where you go and what you do, Twitter's one thing, and of course they're starting to ban some people too, I might add. Twitter's one thing. But Facebook lately is getting ridiculous because you heard my buddy Frank Silvato yesterday say that he had now stopped doing anything at all with Facebook, with the New Media Journal website, because they were stopping him from sharing his articles that he wrote there with other websites that had requested him to post on their websites for whatever reason. And you got to be careful. Certain words trip certain things, and Frank's not one to mince any words when he gets going, so I don't know. Frank might be listening to me now for all I know. But I don't know. It's just sounds to me like it's suppression, trying to hold back the conservative voice. Could be wrong. Never know. Oh, did you hear about the Lutheran pastor's wife? And that 12-year-old transgender daughter? Well, the 12-year-old just got life-affirming hormone blocking, an implant, hormone blocking. Wow. You got me. This is the boy that the mother wants to be a girl. Sick stuff. Sick stuff. By the way, Mike Rowe yesterday, did anybody see him? He shared a very powerful punching Veterans Day message, zero trigger words or safe spaces in the military, talking about that on Fox. I saw part of it. I didn't see it all because I was at the car dealer. And I was walking by the TV set and I saw him. I missed probably two-thirds of it. And by the way, we've got an Iraq war vet who's playing college football at age 33 out there. And that's pretty good. He's out there and says, don't let others put their limitations on you. So we'll see how that all works out. And also, Marines, male Marines, oh boy. For the first time in 200 years, male Marines can now use umbrellas. Something the female Marines were already allowed to do. You know, can't mess the hair up, right? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? So you'll see more male Marines walking around. By the way, Don Cherry, I remember him from days gone by. Not only was a hockey coach, but he's been a hockey commentator for years. Used to do hockey, let's see, what did he do, Canada's National Hockey Night or something like that, I think they called it. I used to watch it when I was in upstate New York, and he was always on. Well, he got fired. ESPN let him go for criticizing individuals who don't wear poppy pins and telling people that the country's immigrants do not give the proper tribute to the fallen veterans on the holidays. Probably true, Don. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Hearts get broke, but them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my
Jumpy Song bringing us on in here with this edition of the Highway and Byway Report. We're going to get right to it because I'm telling you, a lot of stuff going on across the southeast, the central eastern part of the country, east of Chicago and all the way up into New England and along the lee shore of Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Huron. So we'll get right to it right now. The Arctic storm that has impacted the central U.S. will now move into the east with the potential for record cold temperatures, gusty winds, and widespread areas of snow or rain and or snow mixed. Now, there will be heavy lake effect snows, which will continue for some of the Great Lakes areas, especially from Ohio east all the way up into the St. Lawrence Seaway along Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, and then on over into New England. Now, I will tell you that out west, there's record warmth continuing and stagnant air remaining entrenched in the northwest. If you're in eastern Washington State, if you're in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, then on down through the Boot in Idaho, maybe you're around Boise or you're over in Medford, Oregon, or due east over towards Idaho, then you got some air problems, stagnation air quality issues for sure. And it's all part of a couple of different things. Number one, the entrenched air and the smoke that came up from the fires in California. And number two, the fact that you've got that stagnant air and the conditions have been exactly the same now for going on about the second week where the air is going nowhere. Now, California, don't have much to tell you about there tonight. However, Great Falls, Montana, I-15. All the way up to the Canadian border, you have got snow tonight. You've got snow going over 4th of July, but I do not see the chain flag in there, the little red flag that says chain law. I don't see that on there, so as far as I know, it's not being done. Now, also, you've got the winds in southeastern Colorado tonight. No snow to report, but you do have some winds in southeastern Colorado going over into Kansas, and some winds in southeastern Wyoming also headed over into the western part of Nebraska. Now, the snow starts down below about Fort Stockton over to just west of San Antonio along I-10, and it goes down to the Mexican border. And it is snow that they're getting down there along I-10. That doesn't happen all that much, so be advised down there. Very windy in other parts of Texas. Frost warnings up along I-30 headed towards Texarkana. Also way down below in Brownsville, Texas, frost warnings down there. And you've got some riptide conditions all the way from Brownsville all the way up around here to looks like Pensacola, Florida. And then with the windy conditions and the frost that's also around in Arkansas, you've got freezing cold record temperatures tonight. The eastern part of Louisiana on down towards just north of New Orleans. Most of Mississippi tonight, where, believe it or not, in northern Mississippi, south of Memphis, you are getting some snow flurries right now. That would be I-20. We'd be getting snow flurries right now in Mississippi. And in Alabama, it's freezing cold temperatures there with a hard freeze warning. The same for Georgia, the western part of Georgia, southwest corner of Georgia. The panhandle of Florida over towards Crestview, hard freeze warning there. You've got frost advisories and wind advisories in the central part of Georgia, but frost in the eastern half of Georgia. In the southeastern part of South Carolina, you've got a frost advisory there with winds in the middle part of the state. Then you've got snow tonight, eastern Tennessee, Knoxville all the way up to Bristol and the mountains of North Carolina and Wytheville, Virginia, and on up through I-77, straight up through West Virginia, snow there, snow on 79 if you're going up that way, snow on 65 if you're going up that way, almost all the way to Indianapolis, I might add, and snow over on 57 and 55, and that is up going up about halfway up into Illinois right now, so be advised of that. On the lee shore of the lakes, right now. Lake Huron, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, you've got snow on the lee side of each one of those lakes, heavy lake effect snow in some areas. And then, you ready for this, folks? From Erie, Pennsylvania, and actually just east of Cleveland, through Erie, Pennsylvania, I-90, I-80, you run out of it by the time you get to Snowshoe, but I-90 all the way over to Syracuse and Utica, New York, you have the lake effect snow machine kicking in, some very serious bad driving conditions there. Now, along the central part of the state, once you get east of Syracuse, I-90, it is snowing, not as bad as it is closer to the lake, and that lake effect snow continues all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway up to Watertown. And there you go. And then you got snow that's heavy snow all the way up into Maine and into New Hampshire and into Vermont. And that's what it looks like. Our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Closest near you. Stop on by. Get yourself a nice, pretty hot cup of coffee on the third watch and tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. And by the way, hello to our friends up there in Valdosta. Hello to our friends up there in Lake Park. And hello to our friends over there in Fort Pierce at the Flying J's. Okay. Diddy Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. We had breaking news about two and a half hours ago, came in on the wire, that some rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel, apparently in retaliation for Israel taking out one of their bad guys there, Islamic Jihad bad guys. And it looks like 50 missiles or 50 rockets fired in. Israel says they destroyed 20 of them. So what's that mean? 30 got through?
Either that or that they didn't quite make it. You know, they were necessarily duds or they fell into areas that didn't cause any kind of damage. I'm not seeing that there has been any significant damage or any injuries. Iron Dome was doing its work. They're saying they intercepted approximately 20 of them.
Yeah.
I see some videos about the work that Iron Dome did. But Gaza had a military parade too. They wanted to show off, you know, their force and their might, and things got, they've been going sideways for a while. And I guess they really went sideways yesterday because the Israeli Defense Force actually killed a jihad commander.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that this will not go unpunished. So just wait for things to escalate even more.
Well, will Israel go into Gaza like they've done in the past, you think?
They always have some operatives inside Gaza, so they know pretty much some of the sites and locations where things are going on that shouldn't be. They have an interesting tactic that they use, and I guess they will in fact do that, but as a safety precaution, they've closed some schools. They have isolate some areas as being particularly threatening. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll have a lot more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, as we go to the top of the hour for a news break. By the way, Al says it's 4 degrees where he's at in Nebraska. Al, you can have it. It's a lot warmer down here. 4 degrees. Oh, my goodness. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.